flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a disciple asked the master, "What should I do? I just see fools around me. This world is full of fools." The master said, "If a fool looks into the mirror, who else he will see? The world is the reflection of our own mind. The world is the projection of our own mindset. In today's Murli, Baba said, the world is chaotic. Everywhere there is chaos. But is it not the reflection of our internal chaos? The journey of spirituality is the journey of internal stillness. No matter what chaos, what disturbance is outside, the mind remains tranquil, peaceful. So today is the last day of our retreat. It started on 22nd of October 2024, and today is 6th of February 2025. So this retreat of 108 days is coming to an end today. In these 108 days, we discussed 108 Avyakta Murlis, the spiritual text spoken by God. And every text was so deep, so profound. Full of light. We progress from lesser light to higher light. Not from darkness to light. The understanding increases. Experience itself is the real knowledge. Knowledge is not just in books. But experience teaches us so many things. This was the retreat of discipline. This was the retreat of radiant revolution. Every day is the day of revolution. Every day should find us ahead of yesterday. Every tomorrow should find us ahead of today. So today, the last of this Murli, April 14th, 1983, there was a conversation between a cave and sun. And cave says to sun, I want to know what it is like to stand up in your place and see the world. I have been living only in darkness. I do not know anything other than that. And sun said, I am also not aware of darkness. Let us exchange the places. And the cave went up, and it was thrilled to find everywhere there is so much light. It was a new life. And sun decided to enter the cave below. And sun said, I don't see any difference, because where sun is, darkness cannot be. So also, where knowledge is, ignorance cannot be. There is a room full of darkness from last 10,000 years. How do we dispel the darkness? We do not fight. We do not force. We just light a lamp. So also, the spiritual knowledge is like a lamp. The world is so much full of chaos and so much full of vices. And violence and lust and sense pleasure is the highest aim of life. And humanity is lost in sense gratification. They do not know any other world other than name, fame, glory. They do not know the silent world. They do not know that silent place where you reconnect with your own being. When you disconnect from everything which is not you, the projection, the false, the artificial, masquerading, the original. The sickness, the illness is so much in the mind. It is manifesting in the body much, much later. To come back to our original self, the pure, the truthful, the peaceful, is the goal. So, today's Murli. This is a Murli of 1983, and there was heavy rain. storm. And there were many tents made here, and they all were blown out. During that time, this Murli is happening. And Baba talked about these three things: freedom. Do you feel free or attached by strings to this world? Enlightenment is here and now. Or you are just loading and reloading and buffering and buffering. And you reach the airport to hear the flight departed. Which freedom Baba is talking about? It's internal freedom. Freedom from internal chaos. Freedom from internal confusion. Freedom from internal indecision. All the time hanging in a limbo. Like Shakespeare's Hamlet, to be or not to be. What is to be done? Always in confusion. Which path to tread? The path of spirituality or the path of the world? Both sides you have to burn. But the only difference is, when you burn on the path of worldliness and worldly tendencies, what remains at the end is but ashes. The path of spirituality also you burn. Every moment there is a burning. Every moment there is trial and tribulations, and every moment there is tests. But at the end you become a diamond that enlightens the world. You have to choose this way or that way. The more you increase your expansion and more you increase the strings of attachments, attachment brings sorrow. The first and the last freedom is this: to come back to oneself. It's a journey of the alone to the alone, the flight of the alone to the alone. Freedom. The second is how stable you are. No matter how the situations are, there would be political upheavals, there would be social upheavals, there would be weather disturbances. You remain stable. A man had called his master for giving a lecture somewhere in Japan. The lecture was on the fourth floor. The master was sitting, the Zen master and the disciples and the other seekers and people who had come from neighborhood were sitting. And suddenly, whilst he was giving his discourse, there was an earthquake, and everybody started running here and there. There was only one route, one staircase going down, and people rushed. Everybody was rushing, even the man who had called the master started rushing. The trees were falling and it was a major earthquake, and whilst running, the man, host, he looked behind and saw his master is sitting still with his eyes closed. He paused for a moment and thought, let me also stay here and see what happens. After some time, the earthquake settled. The man went to his master and sat down, eager to ask what's happening. The master opened the eyes and started his discourse from the point he left. The man was not interested. He said, "I don't want to listen to that. I even forgot what you were teaching. I just wanted to know why you did not run. There's such a major earthquake. Why you did not run?" The master said, "I also ran. But the only difference between your running and my running is that I ran inside, you ran outside. I ran within where there is the shakeless point. And you ran outside where there is earthquake everywhere. Earthquake is not now, earthquake is happening every moment. Every mind is quaking. Every mind is in the state of shaking. The only place where that is which is shakeless is within. Go within and see yourself. What's happening in the internal world, in the microcosm?" So staying stable, unflickering consciousness, unwavering stage of the mind, no matter what's happening outside. So that is the second point Baba said. And the third was satisfaction. Do you feel satisfied with your life? About your spiritual nature, about your spiritual journey? And what about others? Do others feel also satisfied with you? So these are the three questions Baba said. 3 points from today's Murli also Baba mentioned about Shiva Mantra. People want quick fixes. This itself is the greatest mantra. So this is just in short today's Murli. Today's task, the last test. Think if this is the last day of life. What preparations you have done. Now it's towards 5:30. If suppose I have to die tomorrow by 5:30 a.m. In this 24 hours, what I am going to do? Think of this. Churn this point. Contemplate on this. What you are going to leave behind. Mind is always like that salesman who wants to sell his one last thing. After that, I'll rest. Let me do this task, then I will do something. Then I will rest. Spirituality is the only thing in the world where people say, "I will try from tomorrow, not today. Let me settle these worldly matters. My worldly business, then I will think of it." So if it's the last day, what are you going to do? Karma is like a test paper. You cannot start preparing 10 minutes before the exam and then you say exam was very tough. You have got enough time. Prepare. Every moment is the moment for preparation. So that the death itself becomes a celebration. You don't cry, you don't moan. You walk out from this planet Earth so peacefully, so full of joy. You should go flying. But if you delay, if the 5 minutes turns into 5 years, it will be not flying, it will be your farewell party where people will come to attend. So the first task from today's Murli is, if this is my last day, am I ready? The second task from today's Murli. Imagine that you are in Mount Abu during monsoon and there is a heavy torrential rains. How do you face that situation? What is your effort? Are you getting up for morning meditation? Are you doing your spiritual tasks? Or you have a lot of complaints. The weather is not good. It's too much cold here. Or it is raining heavily. So think of this. The third task is go to the nature. Sit there for 10 minutes and nature has some message to deliver. Go and sit by the side of the rain, by the side of river. The river has something to tell you. Go and sit by the side of the mountain. Go on the top of the mountain. Touch the rock. Hug the tree. The tree has a message to give you. The grass, the lake, the rains, the cloud, the stars, everything. Go in the vicinity of nature. Go near the nature. Nature is infinite. And the soul is infinite. When you go near nature, infinity touches the infinity. And the consciousness gets uplifted to unlimited. And you rejoice. But let it be a silent revolution. If you disturb it by conversations, you may not feel that touch. These are the three tasks. So today, from tomorrow, we will be starting next Murli. So today, this retreat of 108 days comes to an end. Let's see a new beginning from tomorrow. In this 108 days, we have seen different tasks, explored new dimensions of human life. Every day should be something new. New understanding, new thinking, new words, new actions. The life should be a cosmic celebration where you rejoice, where you enjoy every moment, no matter what is life giving you. So read the Murli in silence. Think on it. Reflect on it. Reflect on these three points. And create an updated version of your own self. The seeker asked, what is the quickest way to enlightenment? And Master said, uninstall social media. That's it. Om Shanti.